T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to a new episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Dorothy.
I'm Tanya.
And we've got I don't know if I should say excited, but interesting.
Wait, can I give you a tease? Can I give you a tease?
Okay.
Hold on.
Martha, did you just come into my life for a reason?
Yes.
What is that?
Just know that I met somebody and I think they came into my life for a reason.
Okay. Well, we will get to that right after the pop-up, which is your 3 biggest pop culture stories that happened from the week.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
What's going on?
I know you saw this. April 17th.
Yes.
Beyonce's Netflix special.
Yes, I did see this. Is there a trailer?
There is a trailer that just came out.
Okay, I haven't watched it.
So this is Beyonce's film.
Yes.
She had been talking about doing something with Netflix for a while. Now we know what it is.
Okay.
So on Wednesday, coming out April 17th, it is going to be a behind the scenes documentary of Beyonce's comeback from having her twins to her first live performance since then, which was Coachella of last year.
Okay.
And it just so happened to be the best and biggest Coachella performance ever.
Mm-hmm, I was there.
All right. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I was there. I'm sorry.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite Beyonce performances ever.
Yeah, it was great.
And she goes into the whole history of it, why she decided to make it about historic black colleges becoming a cultural icon, not just for the black community, but for everyone in our generation. And then you get a behind the scenes look of her life with the twins, which you don't really see, Rumi and Sir.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen them at all.
Yeah. And that's the only time that you ever see any bit of her kids really is during her documentaries.
Did she show them in the trailer?
Yes.
And are they cute?
Super cute.
I don't even know how old they are now.
They're probably like almost 2 now, I would say.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you see, of course, Blue and Jay and all that stuff. So it's going to break down that whole performance, how they got to it, what they did to get there, and more. So I'm super excited about this. We're having a watch party at my house, Tan.
Okay.
It's happening.
I guess I'll be there, because if I'm not there, I feel like we ain't friends anymore.
Exactly.
If you don't know, Dorothy is like her number one. Everybody has a number one.
Yeah. Yours is Britney.
Mine is Britney Spears, and yours is Beyonce, since I can remember.
Yeah.
So
I know
that you're very excited.
I will be wearing my Beyonce shirts.
Oh.
You know? Okay. I got a couple.
I have an Ivy Park shirt. Should I wear it?
Yes.
Okay.
You absolutely should. Now there is another, the scandal, the college admissions bribery scandal has just gotten an update.
Okay, what's going on?
So remember Felicity Huffman, the actress from Desperate Housewives? She has pleaded guilty to her charge, her part in the whole role.
Okay.
So they're saying she could face a minimum 2 years in jail if they do that, but I have a feeling they might just fine them a lot.
Okay.
But now Aunt Becky, on the other hand, did not enter a guilty plea, and she's actually been slapped with more additional charges, money laundering, on top of all this.
No.
So instead of doing a guilty plea and maybe taking the 2 years, it could be 5 years minimum now for her and her husband, the target guy, Massimo.
Damn. Imagine Aunt Becky in jail.
I know.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, Martha Stewart jail. That's what they're going to go to.
You're right. That's right. That's true. I forgot about that.
And, you know, your girl Brittany had her Vegas residency.
Right. It was going to be called Domination.
I know. I'm so sad about Brittany, by the way. I mean, unfortunately, her dad has been having health issues. And because of that, she checked herself into a rehab facility for her mental health care.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, because when that news broke, everybody was texting me, "Hey, what's up with you, girl Brittany? Is she gonna be okay?"
No, of course.
Is this 2007 all over again?
No,
I was like, everyone,
no,
can you,
no,
everyone
relax.
Chill? Like, first of all, she's being proactive with her mental health.
Yep.
And she is going somewhere that she knows is going to help her before things get worse.
Exactly.
So applaud her on that, first of all. Thank you. Second of all, I feel like we should normalize something like going to a rehab if you need to, because mental health is real. Everybody deals with it. I'm sorry if you think you don't, or if you think that someone close to you doesn't, check in with them, because they do. It does. And it's happening more and more. And I applaud people like Selena Gomez,
who does it a lot.
I mean, I feel like she's been to rehabs recently for mental, you know, situations, not for any other thing, you know, and And thank you. And yeah. And that's it, everybody. Everybody relax. It's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
She's going to be a babe. I'm not going to cry, I swear. I swear. Sorry, you guys. Brittany is my number one. But she's going to be okay. Yeah. And she's going to be a better person because of it. So she's going through some tough things. And it might, you know, like something like her dad's failing health might affect her more than
I mean, absolutely. Any parent,
you know?
Like any parent, if you have a parent that's going through that, of course, that's going to F you up already.
And
you know?
A lot of people don't ever know how they're going to be affected. You know, sorry. I don't even know if that was your story, but I had a little rant. So.
No, we got to give Brittany some love right there. But, you know, since her Vegas show is on hold and her tour is on hold.
Yeah.
Katy Perry actually might be stepping in and doing her very own Vegas residency over at Caesar's Palace. Now, she's in talks to do that. She was seen touring the Coliseum. You're making a face. Why, Tanya?
Well, you know, I don't listen, you and I, we've actually seen Katy Perry. We've met Katy Perry together. We have a picture with Katy Perry together, and I loved her early stuff.
Same.
Her early work, her early albums, like her first two or three.
Teenage Dream, classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
She, for me, she's fallen off a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I can't even tell you.
I didn't really
you.
Like her latest album, I'll tell you that.
No, I didn't like it either. I haven't liked anything really that she's put out recently. I don't even really like watching her on American Idol.
I don't watch American Idol anymore, so.
To be honest, I don't really watch either, but if I do, I do see any. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel, I don't want to say that she's not awesome, because she is. She is awesome. She does great things, and she is talented. I just don't know that I would pay money to go see her in Vegas, and I don't feel like I know many people that would either.
Fair point. Right? Okay, well, who would you rather see? Janet or Katie?
Janet.
Okay, Gaga or Katie?
Gaga.
Okay, Gaga or Janet?
Janet.
Oh,
because
I've
seen Gaga.
Oh,
already.
That's true. Christina Aguilera or Gaga? These are all ladies who are taking over Vegas for the residency.
Damn, Christina or Gaga? Damn.
Tough, because like on one hand, Christina has the amazing vocals, right?
Right. She's going to put on a great show.
Absolutely. But Gaga already puts on a great show from
every single time.
Every perspective of the show.
And I want to see her sing Shallow live, so Gaga.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Christina or Katie?
Christina. I haven't seen Christina in so long. But albums, music-wise? Christina's kind of in the same boat as Carrie.
That's
Katie.
What I'm saying.
You know, like,
I don't even know which one I would rather see. I can tell you right now.
Go,
I don't know who I would see. If it was Christina or Katie.
I would see Christina because I didn't see her at her peak. Stripped album was my favorite.
I saw her with Justin, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I didn't even see that tour. Mm. Okay. See, so for me, Christina.
Okay.
All right.
I think for me it would be Katie.
All right.
So she wins one.
Yeah. So just there you go, Katie. Good for you.
And anybody who's a Katy Perry fan, please don't come after
me. We are Katy fans, though.
I am. Right? Yeah, you're right. We are Katy fans.
Katy Cats?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a Katy Cat. Chill over there. Chill.
And that is your pop-off. Now, Tanya, I've been dying to get to this week's audio, because let me read a text.
Oh, gosh.
That you sent me from the weekend.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
That I cannot. I as soon as you sent this to me, I was like, oh, my God. I can't wait to hear this on the podcast.
Here we go.
Okay. It says, girl, I was at Hard Rock all day for sunburn, and I got some effing audio from women who told me not to have kids. It's so interesting. And that was it.
Okay, I kind of remember texting you that, which means that obviously I was on another planet. But wait, before we check in over here, I want to ask you really quick. How's the baby doing?
Oh, the baby's doing really well, kicking a lot. I'm at the point in my pregnancy where I can't really sleep on my back anymore. Like, if I lay on my back for too long, it starts to hurt. So I have to, like, roll over and sleep on one side or on the other side. But
damn, it's happening, girl.
It's happening. Like, if I sleep on one side too long, my shoulder starts cramping. I'm getting Charlie horses in the middle of the night. And that's, like, a thing I read.
Oh, shoot.
So it's happening. It's coming.
And it's more comfortable to sit with your legs open, too, because I can see right here.
I'm just...
We're just, it's all right. It's all right. We're
don't
just,
bro in me. All right.
I know. I see it. It's okay. You don't have to cross your legs. You're wearing jeans.
I'm gonna be a lady.
You gotta be a lady over here.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So how many? How far along are you?
I'm 22 weeks. So 5.5 months. Yeah.
Dorothy, can you believe that?
No, it's crazy because I've hit the halfway mark of the pregnancy. You know. So now it's like, okay, cool. It'll be soon to a point where I'm just counting down the weeks until the baby comes.
Oh my gosh. You're not nervous. No. Everything's fine.
I know. I was like, I'm not nervous at all. But it's chill and we are like so close to with the house being done. Mm. I think I'm kind of more, my mind is more preoccupied with our house remodel than that.
Okay.
You know, than really having the baby right now.
Yeah.
And if all goes well, we should be in our house next week.
Already?
So, like, they should be completely done with it next week.
One of the first episodes that we recorded was you were living, or you still are, I know, but you're living with your in-laws.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know how many weeks ago that is. I feel like that happened so fast.
Yeah, it's been since Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, Steven's dad won't tell you. It's been fast.
Aww.
No, I'm kidding. He's so sweet. But, you know, I'm sure his parents will kind of, like, want their own space back.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
But, I mean, it's been fun living.
Of course.
We've gotten pretty used to it. And that's what Steven said. It kind of scares him that he's, like, so used to living at home again now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, get unused to it, Steven, okay? Because you got another roommate coming in a couple months.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself because yesterday you were wearing the cutest little dress ever. It was like a little navy blue and white polka dot dress. And
oh yeah, for
your
Bold
belly.
Baby.
I don't know if you get offended when somebody says like, oh, like you have like you're growing or you're showing. Do you?
No, I don't get offended. If it's like, goddamn, you look like a cow.
No,
then yeah.
Hell no. Who says that? Who says that? Tell me who says that.
I'm sorry, I said the GD word. I'm sorry to your mom.
Oh, my mom. Hey, it wasn't me. Anyway, you looked pregnant. Like you just look like a sweet pregnant lady. Woman, chick, girl, and
thank you, Todd.
And I remember thinking in my head, like, oh, I gotta take a picture of you so I could post it on our Real Wives in Radio Instagram account. And then I went home, and we forgot. Sorry,
it's all good.
But you look so cute yesterday.
Thank you. And that's another thing that I am dealing with right now is I need to clean up my clothes, like Marie Kondo it, because all my regular clothes I can't fit anymore, and so like I'm just gonna get more and more pregnant, you know, and then after the baby comes, I'm still going to be wearing that clothes. So I have to put away all my other clothes for now to make some room. And I haven't done it yet. And I have a little gripe. Can we get some more maternity stores or at least some sections in the stores? Because now it's only like online shopping or you got to go to Pee in the Pod, which is super expensive at the mall or Motherhood Maternity. Old Navy, I have to. Old Navy has some cute maternity clothes, but it's online only now, which sucks. And Ross has some good finds that you just have to search for.
Okay.
But every other place, like you can't try on maternity clothes. You just have to do online shopping, which is kind of annoying.
Well, if anybody's listening and you guys have some hacks of like where to find maternity clothes,
please let me know.
Send her a message on Instagram at Dorothy on Air.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Dorothy at KYXY.com.
Yeah. For the email. Yeah. I mean, I know Target's got some too, but, you know, not a whole lot of variety. Mm. That's all. That's my gripe.
Sorry, sis. You still look cute yesterday,
Thank
though.
Thank you.
Okay, so why did I play this earlier, and why did this happen to me this weekend?
Martha, did you just come into my life for a reason?
Yes.
Okay, so this was like in the middle of a conversation that I was having with someone. Now, I don't really need to set this up because I feel like I kind of go over everything in this. What I will say is that this weekend on Saturday, my husband went out for a bachelor party and I have a date to myself and I'm like, I'm going to stay at home and just lounge by myself and watch all my Real Housewives episodes and get caught up and just like chill by myself, like have a day to do nothing because I need one of those days like at least once a month.
Everybody needs those.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is the perfect time. He's going to be out with his boys for a bachelor party. Perfect. And I went grocery shopping in the morning and then I called my best friend just to check in, my best friend Sarah, just to see, hey, what are you doing? How are you doing? What are you doing today? And she told me, like, oh, we're going to go see A-Track at the Hard Rock. And A-Track is a DJ, a dope DJ. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like fun. Do you want to come? She says. And I said, no. I thought it was a night thing. And I didn't feel like being hungover the next day. Yeah. And I, you know, no, I'm not trying to do that. And she's like, it's a day party, though. And she knows I love me a day party. And I was like, let me check my closet real quick and see if I got something.
Of course you do.
So, click. Looked in my closet, found something, whatever outfit, and I literally was out over in her house in 30 minutes. So it was super spontaneous, and I just love that I could do that, right?
Yeah,
and
of course.
That I did that, and it was a beautiful day, and I was going to see A-Track, so I was excited. So I met up with my girlfriends and Sarah, and we went downtown to the Hard Rock to the first sunburn pool party of the year.
Oh, I didn't know that was the very first one.
Yeah, at the Hard Rock. And A-Track was going to be there. And by the time I got there, I was already a couple drinks in.
Faded.
You know how it is. You know, a couple of drinks in, because you got a pre-party, because then you can't be buying like $20 drinks all day.
Nobody's trying to be broke. All right. Exactly. I got you. Yeah.
So I was on a good one by the time I got to the party, and I went to the bathroom. And, you know, the bathrooms are always fun.
It's where girls make their new best friends.
New best friends, sometimes enemies. You know what I mean? Like, you help out a sister you never met, right?
Always,
like,
always.
Pass them a tampon, pass them a lip liner, pass them a lip gloss, like,
deodorant,
whatever.
Whatever.
It's just a lovely place at any party, really, the bathroom. And as I was on the toilet, as I'm a couple drinks in, okay, faded, like you said, I have this thought of, like, man, this is so fun. Like, I'm so glad I made the spontaneous, like, that decision to just get up and go. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, this is great. I love this. I love partying during the day. Like, I do love partying with my girlfriends. Like, we just have the best time ever. And I thought, wait a minute. I'm trying to get pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be real right now.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I are doing it every other night, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Freaks.
I'm just kidding. Yes and no. Oh, my God. Mom, turn it off. Turn it off right now. I mean, honestly, part of it is because we love each other and it's great. But also part of it, it's what we're trying to have a kid. I've been trying to have a kid for probably 2 years now. It's crazy to even say that, but yes. And so I'm sitting there on the toilet thinking, oh, my God, I love my life. I love this, blah, blah, blah. And then I go to, what if I'm pregnant right now? Right?
Whoa, serious bathroom thoughts.
Serious bathroom thoughts. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sis. And I'm, because at any moment, I could be pregnant. I mean, if I'm having sex every other day, no protection, like trying to have a kid, at any moment, I could be pregnant. Has that happened for me in the past 2 years? No, sadly. But still, it could.
Right.
So, I mean, I know it's a real thought, and I'm sure women think this often, but, you know, I thought, God, am I doing the wrong thing by coming out and partying and having shots with my girlfriends and drinking?
No! Okay.
But still, it was a thought.
Yeah, but, okay, I can see why you were saying that, because, I mean, I kind of thought that, too, but then it's like...
Yeah, before you got pregnant, when you were trying to get pregnant...
Right.
I'm sure you had gone out a couple times, right? Tell me, did that ever cross your mind?
Yeah, it did. But then I was like, well, I'm still going to drink.
What do you think for you, huh? Yeah.
But, you know, it's because it's like we're already in the moment. And like, how many more days like this are you going to get is how my perspective of it was. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, yeah, we're trying to get pregnant. I could be pregnant at this moment, but there's no sense in freaking out and like stop my life completely because of that fear. Because on one hand, I could be pregnant. On one hand, I couldn't be pregnant. You know what I mean?
And I hate to even say that, like, most likely I'm not, because I hate to be like negative like that. But according to the statistics, most likely I'm not. And you're right.
You can't stop
my life, right?
Yeah. And I mean, in the moment that you do find out that you're pregnant, then you don't do that, you know?
Of course. But you
need to enjoy your life, honestly. I mean, with all of the trying that you and JJ have been doing, like, I can only begin to imagine, like, how much you guys have gone through, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think you're allowed to have some fun, Tanya. Like, you're allowed to do it and to go out and have some drinks and have some shots with your girls and have a day party and enjoy it and not feel guilty. Because I think if you also, like, when you add in that feeling of guilt, like, I think it makes it harder on your body and on yourself mentally and physically to, like, try to have a baby.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't know if everybody feels this, if I don't know. I know that I'm an overthinker, and I know that I want a kid really bad.
Yeah.
And I know that I am, I feel guilt so deeply.
You always have.
I know. So I know that, I know I'm not alone in feeling this way, but I also know that, like, there aren't that many people that feel this extreme, you know?
Yeah.
And that, like, are having so much fun, and in the middle of their fun go sit on a toilet and think about this.
But you need to be kinder to yourself.
I know. It's just like, I know. I just go there. Yeah. And I shouldn't have, but I also don't party like this all the time.
You don't.
You know what I mean?
No,
I know
you don't.
I know I don't, but still part of me is just like, what if, you know? There's always that what if, which it's not good. But anyway, so I snapped out of it. I snapped out of that hole, you know, but it was still on my mind, you know, as I'm like walking out of the stall and I go to wash my hands, and then I meet some girls. So, and then, you know, the producer in me just turned on my recorder and started recording these girls that I was talking to.
Bathroom confessions.
And this is what I got. So just stop me if you need some clarification, because it's all over the place. Because again, I was faded. Okay.
So I met Elizabeth, and I was just like wondering, because I'm here in the bathroom and I'm like drinking and I'm having a good time and I love my life. Okay. And I'm having this moment of like, could I continue this when I have kids? Like, how will this happen when I have kids? Because I want a kid so bad. So I found Elizabeth. I was asking literally everybody down the line, and I'm like, do you have kids? And she's like, yeah, I have one. And my friend has three. Then I ran to Martha, who has three kids, right?
Yes.
Martha, what part of town are you from?
La Jolla.
And I said, Martha, I want a kid, and I'm trying for a kid with my husband of 3 years, and it's a little difficult. But anyway, in the meantime, while I'm trying to get pregnant, I'm like, do I stop my life? Like, I still have a life, and I still have friends, and I still want to go out, and I still want to live my life. What is your advice on like waiting to get pregnant? What do I do in the meantime?
Why do you want kids?
What'd you say?
The world is overpopulated.
Why do you want kids,
honey? Go and have a good time.
So that way. So let's hold on. Okay, a lot just happened right now. Okay, questions?
Yeah, so did that lady say, somebody just chimed in and was like, why do you want to have kids?
Literally,
the world's overpopulated.
Yes, that is so funny. You saw it? Did that paint a picture? Because I was talking to one chick, and then like a group of friends, like as they're walking out, why do you want kids? Oh, you know, and I'm like, what? Like, just... And so everyone starts chiming in. So this is a different voice now. This is like, I don't have a name for this person because they just came in. I don't even know who they are. I can't remember what they look like. This is them.
Enjoy yourself.
Do you have
I've been with my man. Yes, I have two teenagers. I've been with my man for 20 years. And all I can say is like, I love my daughters. They're great. But go enjoy yourself. Yeah, go do you. Go visit everywhere. Go.
Well,
go.
And what if I never have a kid?
Wonderful. Okay. You got blessed.
Yes. Oh my God. You should. My mouth was on the floor when they said, she said, you got blessed. I'm literally like, what is happening here? You know, again, remember, I'm at the Hard Rock at a
Everyone's
summer pool party.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think everyone there was a mom, you know?
Yeah.
So just, you know, keep that in mind. But it's crazy.
It's okay.
So what?
It's okay.
Why do you have to have a kid?
It's like you got a pass.
It's easy for you guys to say that, I think, because you have a kid.
It's like you tried and then it didn't work out. So it's like life giving you a free pass to just enjoy yourself.
I think maybe the guilt sits on me of
God didn't send you any. God didn't send you any. So then why would you feel guilty? And guilt is actually is living through somebody else to fulfill somebody else's needs. So you're wrong there. So you don't even want to bring a kid into the world if you're not even self-actualized.
Okay, so earlier we were talking and I just told her about kids and she said, why do you want kids, right?
Yeah, why?
And I said, I want a kid because like I feel like I do one. I love my husband and I love our cohabitating already. Like I think that we'll be great parents.
So you want to fuck it up.
What?
So you want to fuck it up with a kid. Like you have a perfect system. It needs to be a flexible system, because if you have a perfect system, it's going to be completely obliterated with a kid.
Hang on. Is this the mom with the three kids?
This is the mom with the three kids. Now, let me just tell you, okay, because I met one woman as I was washing my hands, and I just literally looked at her. I'm like, do you have kids? She's like, I have one, but my best friend over there has three. And out comes out of the stall this beautiful, tall, like you would never think has any kids, you know, fresh-faced chick.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, you have three kids? And then the first thing, yeah, why do you want to know? Why? Like, she wasn't mean, but she was just like straight up like, stop wasting my time. What do you want?
Yeah, you know? She knows.
But yes, this is a woman with three kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, you have to develop a whole new formula. So if you're open to that, then have a kid. But if you love your system so much, don't have a kid. That's completely the wrong answer. The right answer is, I am dying to have an extension of myself that I want to take care of. And
you need to do what works for you, not what works for everyone else around you.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to take care of this extension of me, bring another human into this world that's going to be a wonderful citizen. And I want to like cater to its every need for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to do that?
Part of me does.
Okay, well then do it.
No.
Wow. It's a part. It's a whole. It's like you can't half-ass being a mom. Either you're a whole ass or a zero ass.
Oh shit.
I just, part of me is not your that's no.
Oh shit, I need therapy.
Now all of that, listen. Yeah. This is
Number one. Oh shit.
Yeah.
That is hilarious in itself, but she kept it so real. So real. I can only imagine like what reality hit right there in the middle of your buzz.
Girl. I won't say that it was a buzzkill because I was like kind of like at the peak of my buzz too. So I don't think it brought me down. I was just like in it. I don't know. I can't explain it. But like, yeah, when she was talking to me, I was like, whoa, like, is there some truth to what she's saying? I'm sure there is truth to what she's saying for her.
Right. How do you feel about it now, like listening back to it and hearing what she said in, with a clear mind?
I don't know, sis. Like, I don't know. I think that it scared me.
Yeah.
I think it fucking scared me. It scared me because of what she said. She'd asked me about, do you love, like, what you and your husband have? Like, do you love... if you love so much what you have, why do you want to go fuck it up, is what she said. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's not true. I know that that's not true for everybody. I do know a child changes things.
You're right.
But I know plenty of people that have children where their marriage, their partnership still holds true to what it was before kids.
Right.
You know? But here's the thing, like, this is what we've been talking about, or this is what we're talking about in the podcast. It's, is a kids, are kids going to change what me and my husband have? Are kids going to change the fact that I love to party with my girlfriends and a lot of my girlfriends don't have kids,
right,
you know?
Right.
You know, is the FOMO going to be so real where I'm going to be so upset or sad or resentful, you know?
Right.
And I know these are real things. I mean, you're pregnant, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Do you think about any of these things? I mean, I know that you're happy to be pregnant. I know that, you know, and I know.
No, I definitely. I mean, girl, you know me. I'm Miss I Can't Say No.
Yeah, no, you know? I know.
Like, I'm always, like, out there doing things. And, you know, and of course I think about that, like, okay, am I at a point in my life where if all of my friends are out partying, like, am I going to want to do that, but then I can't do it because I have kids, and am I going to resent my baby for it? I definitely have thought about that, but I'm at the point where I'll be okay not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and there'll be other opportunities. There'll be other things that we can do. What I'm most looking forward to is like doing those things with my family.
Yeah.
Like having a little family, like going to a ball game on Sunday, taking them to Petco at the park and letting them run around.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could still have one or two, or Steven and I could take turns being drunk.
Of course.
Like, we have a little balance there. But like I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
You know? And like I said, there's still opportunities like to go and party, you know, get a ask my mom and dad and all that stuff.
Yes, of course. And I've seen that. And I have a lot of, you know, I have people who have kids in my life who have shown me that, you know, that it's okay. You can have it all, you know, like you really can, you know.
Yeah.
Is it a little bit harder sometimes? Sure. You know, and that's where like I hear this girl and sure. And like in the moment of like me being like, you know, all drunk and, you know, it does like, you know, open my eyes a little bit to like, damn, like, do I want to fuck this up? Like, but when I come back to like who I am and what I want, and like, even though she said I gave her the wrong answer for wanting kids, like,
I think that's her wrong answer.
I think, right, that's her, exactly. Like, that's her wrong answer. And, you know, I do want kids, you know, like, I I do, and I've thought of it, and I've had so much time to think about it, right? Like,
right.
2+ years of, like, not being able to have
that's
a kid.
That's what I was going to say.
Trust me, it's a gift. It's actually, they say it's a blessing that I don't have kids, and I say it's a blessing that I have this time to think about why I want kids.
I think you're absolutely right about that. It really gives you a chance to marinate and think, like, is this really for me and JJ? Because there does come a point in everyone's relationships, like, you figure out, okay, well, this is it or this isn't going to be it. And this is either it's going to make or it's going to break us, you know?
Just scares me because I do love our life, too.
Yeah.
You know, I love mine and JJ's life right now.
But that doesn't mean that having a baby's going to fuck it up.
No.
You know?
It's just going to change it.
It'll change it. And who knows? It might change it in different ways that you weren't even thinking about for the better.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm going to be a mess when I get pregnant, Dorothy. You're going to be okay. Like, you're going to have to, like, really, like, hold me because I'm not even pregnant and I'm having all these thoughts, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a real thing. And I'm, like, ready to be pregnant at any time. Yeah. So I'm always thinking about it. And then, obviously, I was, like, obviously thinking about it that day. And then I went into a deep, dark hole. And then I met some people. And
didn't make that better.
No. And I will say that, like, you know, these women, I talked to them, like, off, I stopped recording for a while, and, you know, they don't get along with their baby daddies, and, like,
oh,
you know,
okay.
It's kind of different. I'm not sure if they did at one point, and, like,
right.
I'm not sure. Everyone's story is different, but they were eye-openers, and I'm just like, why? But I think I do need therapy. At the end of that, I said, I think I need therapy, and I think I do need therapy regardless. I do. Yeah. Because I still wonder if there's something about me that is afraid to let that life go. I know you keep saying, like, I'm still going to have that life, and I will. I'll make sure that I never let that go. But, like, there is a big part of me that's afraid to let that life go.
And why?
I love it. I love, JJ and I love our freedom. We will have, like, a Friday night where we're inside and we're, you know, having a cocktail just in our home, feet up, you know, music on, like, whatever, you know, like, have friends over, you know, what, and we'll just literally look at each other and be like, you know, this isn't how it's going to be when we have kids. And both of us know that.
Yeah.
And we both, like, sit in that moment and we love it, you know, we just love it. But I think, I want to say I know. No. I know I'll love it when I have kids. What the fuck am I talking
about? Oh, yeah, of course, girl.
But you see how I get in my head? See how I get in my head? Like, I just overdo it. I need therapy.
That should be the podcast title.
Right? I need therapy. Oh, my God, Dorothy. Help your sister. I'm sweating now.
No, it's okay, Tanya. And I think it's completely natural to have all of these thoughts. There have been plenty of times that Stephen and I would have the same moments, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, shit, I don't even think that, like, reality has really sunk in with me now.
Yeah.
You know? Or with him. It's like, yeah, we're pregnant, but, you know, the other night we were out at the wine pub watching his dad sing, and normally I'd be having a glass of wine, but it's like, okay, I can't have a glass of wine, but he's going to get a nice little good buzz going, you know? But it's like, okay, well, babe, enjoy these moments, because when the baby comes, we're not going to be able to do these for much longer, you know?
Yeah.
So it's an adjustment that I think everybody has to deal with, and we'll deal with it when it comes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we should stress ourselves out and thinking about it too much, because you're giving yourself anxiety, right? This is what I tell the twins all the time. My niece and nephew, the twins, like, they'll tell me they're scared about something, and it's like, there's no point in getting anxious about it, because you don't know what's going to happen. And when it does happen, you just deal with it. And that's what you can control, is your emotions and how you deal with things.
Oh, Dr. Dorothy, I love you so much. Dr. English, Dr. Tran, whatever you want to be called. Yeah. Now, listen, look how much of a mess I am, okay? And I realized this the day at Hard Rock when I was texting you. I remember I text you, oh my God, I have, like, whatever, right? Yeah, all this audio. And I remember immediately, I'm like, should I be, like, telling her about, like, people freaking me out about having kids when my very best friend is over here at the receiving end of these text messages with child? And, like, I just felt so bad that you're pregnant through all of this, Dorothy. Like,
I'm totally chilling.
Okay,
I'm fine.
Right?
You're
okay.
Yeah, okay. Of course. And you know, I would tell you if I wasn't.
I hope so.
I would totally do. So you're totally fine. Don't overthink it again.
Somebody help me. are just like me. How about that? Yes. What, nobody group. Reaches out. Support nobody reaches out. It's okay. Oh, my God, Dorothy.
Yeah, but, you know, we do have a couple of people that we do want to talk to that work with us who are actually on that spectrum, the other side of the spectrum,
right,
who chose not to have kids.
So Kelly Danick, she is one of our coworkers here. She's a traffic reporter in San Diego that we all know. And if mm-hmm. you don't know her, you went from San Diego.
That's true.
She works with us here on about almost every station, radio station, whether it's traffic reporting or her own show on the weekends. And Kelly Danick, we're talking about the decision in a woman's life when you decide to take one of two paths. Well, I guess there could be several, but either to decide that you want kids and try and have kids and have kids, or when you decide to completely just not want kids and not have them. And I know from speaking to you on a couple of occasions that you do not have kids and you chose to not have kids. Is that right, Kelly?
Yeah, I call it child-free instead of childless.
Okay.
And trust me, it was not necessarily an easy decision. My husband and I celebrated 30 years of marriage last September. And I got married when I was almost 28. And around my early 30s, I started to feel a little bit of a pull. Mm. And my friends were telling me, you don't know what you're missing. You should have kids. And I was thinking, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm on the fence. And we kept Chuck and I kept checking in with each other. And nope, not ready. Not ready. No. And, you know, I'll tell you, long story short, we just never really got around to it.
Okay.
Okay. And now is that because you guys just enjoy your life how it is?
Yeah, and I think that being a parent is one of the toughest jobs in the world, and I'll be honest with you, I was not up for the task. These same friends that were trying to talk me into having kids were the same ones. I'd be at their house, and the kids would be running wild and screaming, and I'd be like, I can't take it. They have much more patience than I have, and it's just, I think it's that has a lot to do with it, just patience and just being committed. As hard as you think being a parent is going to be, once you actually are a parent, you only wish it was that easy.
Don't be scared, Dorothy. Don't be scared.
But I thank goodness for the people that are bringing children into the world, right, that I know will make remarkable parents. Not backpedaling at all, Dorothy and Tanya. I know that I believe we need good people to have children, and you will, and you're going to have a wonderful family. And yeah, I'm all for that. I am not anti-child. I just didn't feel it was the right fit for me.
So when you meet people and they ask you about that, like, what's the number one thing that you hate hearing back when you tell them, you know, I decided not to have kids?
It doesn't happen as much now because I'm well into my 50s, but back when I was in my 30s, the first word people would use was the S word, which is selfish.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Selfish.
They would say that you are selfish.
I'm being selfish for not bringing children into the world. Wow. And I got a little on the defense saying, yeah, I think there's a lot more selfish people having them than not.
Absolutely.
People, I think, respected us enough, and we're not, you know, we're pretty smart people, my husband and me. So it's like, I think they got around to just, okay, you know what? It's just not going to happen for them. They're just not interested.
You know, I find more and more that, you know, when I do run into somebody who's chosen or has just didn't have kids, and they're more than okay with it. This is their life, and this is what they wanted. They created what they wanted, right?
Right.
They're fine with it. When I talk to people that don't have kids and don't want them or never wanted them or just didn't happen, I feel like it's something that it's not talked about enough on your guys' side,
right,
on your end,
right,
because you do get so much backlash, and people
totally
just don't believe that.
Yeah.
They just can't understand, how could you not want a kid? And I think I'm so glad to have you on our podcast, and I'm so glad to even be talking about this, because I am at a crossroads. I'm not going to say I'm at a crossroads. I'm trying hard to have a kid. It's not happening. And the longer that it takes, the more I'm in my head of thinking, do I want a kid, right? And I always say I do without hesitation. I do. Like, you're
sure
crazy, Tanya. I do.
Sure.
But the fact that I'm even questioning it scares me.
Oh, no.
That scares me.
One other thing that people would ask was, and this is, take it for what it is, they would say, what do you mean you don't want to have kids? Who's going to take care of you when you're old?
Now,
I do hospice work, and I visit elderly patients, and I can tell you right now, that's the lamest reason in the world to have kids, so that you'll have someone to take.
Talk about being selfish.
Wow.
Okay, come on. We're going to bring the S word in? Like, what is that?
Yeah, and there are so many lonely, lonely elderly people whose kids are either estranged or they live in another part of the country or they just haven't got time. Patient I visited today, her son and daughter-in-law come in and see her about once every 2 weeks, and they live in town.
Are you serious?
Wow.
It's So if people are bringing kids into the world just to have someone to take care of them when they're old, they might be setting themselves up for a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's so true. I mean, that is so true. And that is something that I've been able to think of, too, in this time of, like, not being able to get pregnant yet. I think I have to say that.
Keep using the Y word.
I know. I have to. I know it's going to happen. But I have to. I do go through the thoughts of, like, you know, why do me and my husband want a kid? You know, is it selfish? You know, is it for selfish reasons? Because I know plenty of people who have them just because, A, just because other people are, B, just because they want someone to take care of them when they're older, right?
Yeah.
Different things that are not.
That yeah.
I don't know what the right answer is, but I know that there are a lot of wrong answers.
The answer right is there's really no right answer.
Exactly. And I think it's really up to, like, how you and Chuck decided. You know, it's really up to you guys, how you guys came to that decision. And I think that's totally up to you and JJ, Tons, you know?
Yeah.
How you guys live and how your relationship is, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, you guys, the sad thing is that, I mean, the friends of mine that, well-meaning good friends, you know, one of them actually, when I was on the fence about it, when I wasn't sure, and sometimes there were some tears. Really, Chuck? So we're not going to do this? And he's like, I'm just not. And I said, okay. Friends of mine actually said, why don't you just get pregnant? And I said, well, because I think there goes the whole trust factor.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot less accidents than people would like us to think. I think that to trick someone or use manipulation like that, it's still alive and well, but I'm not that person. I choose him.
Yeah.
He didn't want them, so I chose him.
Oh, Kelly.
It's good. But it's good. I mean, there's times we feel like, oh, now my friends, these ones that had these little brats running around all the time.
Yeah.
Now those little brats are these wonderful young ladies in their mid-20s, and they're adorable. I'm thinking, right on. The brat, you know, has left the building. And I think, wow, they do, and they are close to their parents, and they are these, you know, lovely girls. I have missed out on that. But at the same time, it took a lot of work for my friends to get their daughters.
Do you ever regret the decision?
Sometimes. But on another note, I've been diagnosed with anxiety, and I have a feeling I'd be that kind of parent where if I found out my child was getting bullied at school,
I'd
be in jail. it would make me crazy to know. I know that the way I am with my dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of my dogs had to have some teeth pulled yesterday, and he was crying last night, and I started crying. So I think I would be so ensconced in parenting that I think I would be kind of a mess anytime that kid walked out the door.
Yeah,
it's such a personal a thing, and I don't know. Sometimes I have regrets, but I also think that regret is the cancer of life. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I don't get too caught up in any regret of it. I do know that there are things that I have missed and will miss, but I plan on getting my resources together to where when I'm old, I'll be the one taking care of me, or at least I'll have the resources to make sure.
You don't need anybody to take care of it, right?
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, guys.
And now we have another special guest joining us, Yvonne, who works with us on our digital team.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for being on with us, Yvonne. Now, you are also another woman who has decided to go child-free.
Which is something we learned from Kelly Danik, who we just talked to. She says, not childless, child-free. So is that right, Yvonne?
I have no idea. That sounds so funny to me. Like, it sounds like such a formal label to me. I guess I have chosen to be child-free.
Okay, wait. So I've talked to you a couple times. You and I are pretty close. I've known you for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I knew this about you already, but I just didn't. I've never gone really deep with you about it.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about it a couple times.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're right. Saying that you're child-free is putting a label on it and making it a little more serious, right?
Yeah, because to me, I don't feel like it was a serious decision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did you come to that decision to not have kids?
Well, I don't know if I would say that it was, I mean, it was a conscious decision because I've known that I've never really wanted to have kids. But
how did you know that?
I just knew that.
Since when?
Like forever. Like I can't actually imagine a time when I thought I want to have a kid.
Okay.
Except for there was a brief period where I thought, crap, I'm not doing anything. Maybe I should just have a baby.
Which is interesting because a lot of people have kids for that reason. Just for that reason, just to be like, check, right? It's just like,
yeah.
Buy a home, check,
yeah.
get married, check,
yeah.
Which is never an okay reason to do things just to do them.
Yeah.
So you did have that feeling. You did go through those thoughts, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, people kept asking me like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? And I didn't have a really grown-up response. And I thought, crap, maybe I should just have a baby and then I can be like, well,
so then you can leave me alone.
Exactly. Which, you know, that's probably not a correct way to think about things. But anyways, no, I've just never really thought to myself that I want to have a baby. So I don't know. It didn't feel so much of like a decision as like not making a decision. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And your boyfriend Oscar has a child already. Do you feel like that's something that he wants to have with you, or is he done having kids?
We've talked about it. Yeah. So he actually had his daughter when he was like 17. So he was a young dad. She's 25 now, and I was really kind of relieved when he told me that he had a daughter and I found out she was grown.
Yeah.
Oh, you're less pressure.
Yeah,
God.
Because I've never wanted to have a kid,
right?
And I've never dated a guy with a kid,
right?
Part of the reason why is because I didn't want to have a kid,
right? Yeah.
So when he told me he had a kid, I was like, oh my God, like what am I gonna do? But she's an adult, she's grown, so, and we get along great. But he doesn't want to have any more,
okay?
Because he's like 44 now, so, and it's just, you know, it's just not on our list of things to do. And even with his daughter, like they're very close, but they grew up in different states, right? So it's, you know, he'd have her on summers or the weekends, but like I don't know if he had that full dad experience, you know?
Okay. And you know that he doesn't want it. You guys have had actual real.
Yeah, we've talked
about it.
And that's one of the great things is when we realized that neither of us wanted to have a kid, it's like, oh, perfect, you know, like pressure off. So
now I just want to know why. Why don't you want a kid? Why do you think you don't want a kid, right? Because it's you don't like you could tell just even talking to you and what you're saying, the want is not there. Like
no.
you just don't want it.
I feel very dispassionate about it.
Okay.
And it's funny because when I tell people that I don't want to have a kid and I've never wanted to have a kid, they kind of assume that I don't like kids. Which is,
but that's not true because you have like a niece and nephew.
But I
don't
have
you?
Nieces and nephews that I love other people's kids. Mm-hmm. I'll go out of my way to spend time with other people's kids. But I just I think I had girlfriends who got pregnant really, really early. Mm-hmm. So like a couple of my best friends had their babies. I don't know. I think they got pregnant when we were like 17. So watching them, I already wasn't inclined to do that, and then watching them like. To see how real and like hard it was, and they were single moms and they were young, so it was like, you know, that
turned you off even more.
That was like the real,
yeah.
You know, and you know, just I'm kind of selfish, and I like the lifestyle that I live, and I've never come to a place where I'm like ready to part with certain freedoms.
Yeah. Now I asked Kelly this question too. So I'm curious, what's the thing that you hate the most whenever you tell someone that you don't want to have kids? What, and their reaction is what?
I don't know if it's like a reaction that I hate. I think it's annoying when people try to persuade me, you know,
that
like,
I bet.
You know, and it's kind of like the same with married people.
Yeah.
They're right.
Like, you know,
that's
if you're not married,
because
I'm not married either. And I actually feel really dispassionate about whether or not I would ever get married.
Yeah.
At the same time. So, you know, when I tell people that I don't want to have a kid and they have a kid, you know, sometimes it does. It turns into this conversation of them like trying to recruit me.
Yeah.
To like parenthood.
Oh, you're gonna change. Watch once you have one, Yvonne, you're gonna love kids. You're gonna be all of a sudden.
Don't you want this little chubby thing?
Yeah,
loving
and
you
know that's what I was telling Tanya too. Is that you know when I was younger, I had a lot of people, especially older women, who would tell me like, "Oh, well, you're young and you're gonna change your mind. You'll feel differently about it when you're older." And you know, I'm 37 now, and I never have.
Yeah.
And that's how I know it's like the right decision for me.
Right. And I'm sure there are women who, when they're younger, don't want kids, and then they probably change their mind,
yeah,
you know, older. I'm sure that happens too. But we people, we need to stop saying that to people who choose to not have kids, right?
Right?
Like,
yeah,
right. Maybe we're wrong, you know?
And I think that's a lot of it has to do with just like how society is, right? Like we were talking about, you get married, you're supposed to have kids, you're supposed to buy a house and blah, blah, blah. Well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you want to have kids? Yeah. Like that whole attitude, I think, needs to change because that's not fair.
Well, they're like very traditional values,
right?
That we're all conditioned to kind of want these values. And I feel like our value system is really changing,
right?
Like, especially now, you know, like more rapidly. And we have a lot more choices. Like, our moms didn't have the choices that
that's
we have.
That's right. That's true.
And like, my mom tells me, like, my mom loves all of her kids, and she's told me, because I spent all my 20s, you know, and my early 30s just traveling, doing whatever I wanted to do, pursuing my career, like going to school, and she's told me, like, if I could do it over again, I would probably do it like you.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
not saying, like, you know, one is better than the other,
right.
But it's like,
she didn't
we
have opportunity.
Choices. Yeah,
yeah,
she didn't have a choice. Well, she had choices, but not the way
not
that we have
the
choices.
Way, right. It's
yeah.
so different.
Exactly.
You know? And a lot of, I'm sure our moms growing up thought, I mean, part of their job in life was mm-hmm. to have a kid or kids, you know, and to create more and
right. And take care of them and all that stuff and be at home, the whole being like a housewife.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you have a few dogs. Do you see your dogs? Like, are you a dog mom? Are your dogs your pets, your kids?
Okay. So, yeah. If there is a void.
Because I'm sure you probably get asked that a lot, too. Like, oh, you have all these dogs. Why don't you have a kid?
Yeah. You know, and the dogs were like kind of well, yeah. Okay, so I have three dogs. And I'm a dog mom. And like, okay, think of the most obnoxious dog mom. And I'm like, I used to take my dogs to daycare, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, they are on a special diet. So I guess, like, probably, you know, subconsciously, like, any energy that I would have put towards, like, my kids, my dogs definitely benefit from that.
Right.
But, you know, and I was talking to Tanya about this when she was saying about, you know, like, having a kid and being a mom and stuff. And, like, how would it be, like, really? And I said, you know, and I know I don't think it's right to compare kids to pets at all.
Yeah. No,
like,
it's true.
It's not
it's
the
two
same.
Different things.
Yeah,
completely.
They're totally different.
Yeah.
But because you can always choose to ignore one. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's true.
But, you know, it's like getting a toe in the water because you can't. You got to, like, make arrangements for them. You have to feed them. When I crate trained my dog, I had to wake up at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning. And, like, you know, and then again at 4 a.m. So I don't know. It's like flirting with motherhood. So,
I love that.
Yeah, you know, I guess I do put my energy towards my animals. But I also think about a time when my animals won't be here and I'm like, oh, and then I'm going to get to travel and I don't think I would feel that way about my kids. That's mean. I'm like a mean person.
No, not at all.
Yvonne, not mean, so real, and I respect that because you're not alone. And the fact that you are comfortable saying that out loud,
yes,
thank
props.
You.
Props.
Thank you, sis.
You
thank
know?
You.
Okay.
I don't think you should ever feel bad for saying that.
Hell no.
Okay. All right.
No.
Well, then I own it.
Do you feel bad for saying that, or do you really mean that?
No, I mean, I will be really sad when my dogs die.
Of course.
But then I'll be able to go do all these things that I can't do because I have dogs. And if I had a kid, I don't think I would ever be like, God, when that kid dies.
No.
I know what you mean because, like, Stephen and I say after Homer, after our dog Homer, after he dies, that's it. We're not going to have another dog ever again. You know? Because number one, like, we do love Homer, but it is a lot of work that you have to do, especially, like, you have to make sure that they get their walks in. If they don't get their walks in, they're going to chew up the house and, like, mess things up and create a whole mess. You know, it's like a whole thing. And then when you travel, you have to find somebody to dog sit or pay a buttload of money to drop them off at a daycare center that watches them overnight.
Yeah.
And then you have to make sure that it's a good place, that they're not getting neglected or abused. It's like, it is a lot of things that you have to check off. So I totally feel you on that.
Yeah.
Whoa. My eyes are spinning right now. I'm like, what? Damn.
Yeah, because, like, with cats, it's different. Like, cats, you could just leave food out and they'll come and go as they please. Like, you don't have to worry about that. But dogs need more attention.
So if they're like degrees of like caretaking or mothering, it'd be like cat, dog, and then like 100 like 1,000 meters, like miles that way, baby.
Damn. Imagine the people that have like babies and tons of dogs, or like more than three dogs.
Yeah, but they're at home anyway.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that's about to be my life. A baby and a dog and two cats.
You can re-interview Dorothy on visit her on this subject in like a couple months.
Totally.
Well, thanks, Yvonne, for joining us and being so open, honest again, and we love you.
Thanks.
Seriously,
love you guys.
Top five. remember MySpace? Remember MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
So the top eight?
Yeah.
You're in my top eight here. Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble.
Wow. Everyone's going to hear that, Tanya. Yeah.
Tanya's favorite song on her MySpace is a Britney song right now. Yes, thank you guys for joining us for this episode. I thought it was really important to have this talk.
Yeah, and no matter what side you're on, having kids, not knowing yet, not wanting to decide yet, it's good.
Totally
it will be
fine.
Okay, right?
Yes, absolutely.
There's no right way.
And as always, you can follow me at Dorothy on Air on all social media.
Yes, you can. And you can also listen to her on Kixie 96.5 from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can find me on social media at I'm Tanya Gonzalez, and I am the associate producer for John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
Have a great week, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.